falava, malo le soifu ma le langi mama, ki orana, malo ele lei, fakalofa la hiatu, alofa, koku mele mele puka, mea, mai te ama, e momo lava vikia, pe te tato tamana i te langi mo tana tauhinga, mana haka manu yanga, mo ki tato uma. Mo te ola ma te maalohe ku maue ki tato, mo ka tino inu tato tamahainga benei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica House. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pacifica families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for Pacifica people and for those who are serving our Pacifica population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Maloni.
Revelation 21, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the Holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Having the glory of the Lord around her, her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal.
John saw a city that could not be hid.
John saw the city.
Oh, yes, he did. A glimpse of the golden throne.
Tell me all about it.
Go right on around the throne. He saw the crystal sea.
Aloha Lava, and welcome to our Te Ama radio show this morning. I trust that you've all had an enjoyable week and a happy, healthy time with your families. And Te Aloha Lava, and a very warm welcome to all our listeners again this morning. I am actually looking forward to this morning's discussions because today we have some very young students with me in the studio right now. But before we do continue on, as usual, we will start with a word of prayer. Te Aloha Lava, ma lola sui fua, ma langi mama, lama te ina la ta topo kalame ile tatalo. Let us pray. Our Father everlasting, thank you that you are our strength. You fill our hearts with joy as we meet together. May we give thanks to you with our whole hearts as we recount all of your wonderful deeds. Let us rejoice that neither death or life, angels or rulers, things represent or future, heights or depth or anything else in all creation can separate us from your love through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Falava, Te Ama radio show. And it's that time again of the week with our favorite Talanoa, Te Ama, Pacifica, like minds. But before we continue with that, I would like to share some information with regards to COVID-19. Protect yourself and others from COVID-19. Washing your hands is one of the easiest ways to keep yourself safe. Wash often, use soap 20 seconds, then dry. This kills the virus by bursting its protective bubbles. Do not touch your eyes, nose, or mouth if your hands are not clean. Follow these steps to wash your hands properly. 1. Wet hands with running water. 2. Apply enough soap to cover wet hands. 3. Scrub all surfaces of the hands, including the back of hands, between fingers and under nails, for at least 20 seconds. Rinse thoroughly with running water. Dry hands with a clean cloth single-use towel or blow dryer. The same goes for hand sanitizer. Use a sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Rub it into your hands for at least 20 seconds to ensure full coverage. Wash your hands regularly, especially after blowing your nose, coughing or sneezing, after visiting a public space, including public transport, markets, and places of worship, after touching surfaces outside of the home, after touching money, before, during, and after caring for a sick or a vulnerable person, before and after eating. So, just a little bit of reminder, things that we already know. And I will be right back.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, Savior God to me, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to me, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art. Sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Welcome back, Te Ama. And it is time for our Talanoa with the young students that I have in the studio. And that is Lady Otehia and Army Girl. So we're going to start with Lady. So, Lady, how are you this morning?
I'm really good. Yep, I'm enjoying my holidays.
Yeah, tell us a bit more.
I've been spending the weekend and this week with my grandparents.
Yeah.
And I went to church And I made some new friends on Thursday.
Well, that's nice, yeah. What else?
I went to a conference at ACOM House Building, and we learned about the Pacific cultures and how to preserve it for the future generations.
And I see that you have Otahia and Ami with you. Otahia, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm good. I went to church at Mani River and at school because it's school holidays and we went somewhere. And I went to spend the weekend with my Nana and Papa.
Yes?
Thank you.
Okay, we'll come to you, Ami girl. How are you, Ami girl?
Good.
Good morning. Yes, so what are you going to tell us? How's your holiday?
Good.
That's good. What's good about it?
I got a new Bible.
You have a new Bible? Would you like to tell us about your Bible or memory verse that you might have learned?
Yeah, I forgot my memory verse.
Do you remember anything at all?
No.
What about you, Otahia?
Yes.
Yes.
I know my memory.
Would you like to say?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, go for it.
Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the godly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Therefore the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind bloweth away. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord loveth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Amen. Good girl. Good boy, Otahia. Very good boy. And they'll continue. Do you need help, Ami to learn hers as well, all right?
Yes.
Welcome again, Te Ama Radio. And we've got our young students here. And the next person that's going to share with you is Otahia. and he has quite a little bit of knowledge with regards to being on the radio, and he's actually right now preparing his little speech, and he wants to make it just right. You on Odihia? Hello.
Hello, my name is Odihia Deama Cassidy Puka, and I love coming to Planet FM 1046.
Right, and would you have something else to share with the listeners with regards to your memorizing your memory verse, which is really, really good? Would you like to try something else?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
It's quite short.
Yeah, that's good.
It's John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Thank you. Good boy. God bless you. How about you, Ami, now? Are you ready to share your memory verse?
Okay, yeah. I only know a little bit.
That's fine. Yeah, you share with us.
Psalms 37:23. A good man is...
Very good.
The Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
Good. And now we'll come back to Lady. So, what are exciting things? What have you learned so far with this holiday?
I've learned about the different types of selfishness, and I've also learned my memory verse.
So, what have you learned, and it's about selfishness?
I learned that there's four different types of selfishness.
Yes, tell us, share with us.
There's the martyr, there's the Miss Marvelous, there's the...
Yeah, two more.
There's the user.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Yeah, one last one. That's all right. And how do you think you can share with listeners? How do you apply that to yourself and share that with our beautiful listeners this morning? Yeah, share with us.
I learned that people who are selfish have ways, and they can use and manipulate people. Like saying things that they know the people want to hear, and doing things to make it like the person has to do something for them as well.
Yeah, any more?
That's all I learned.
Very good. Okay, Odihia, do you have one other memory verse to share?
Yes.
Yes?
I just know half. Psalms 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. He keeps.
Yeah, carry on. Carry on up to here. Okay, we'll come back to Lady.
My memory verse is found in Exodus 20:3-17, and it says,
mm-hmm.
For thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image of any kind that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image of any kind, and thou shalt not bow down to them nor worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, but showing mercy to the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the Lord thy God's name in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath days, keep it holy. On 6 days ye shall work and do all your labor, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. In it you shall not labor. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your ox, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, and all that in them is, and on the seventh day he rested and hallowed it. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land in which the Lord your God has given you. Do not steal, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not bear false witness against thy neighbors. Do not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor thy neighbor's manservant, nor thy neighbor's maidservant, nor thy neighbor's ox, nor thy neighbor's cattle, nor thy neighbor's donkey, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Welcome back. Now, the question that I'm going to ask, what have you learned about washing your hands, lady?
I learned that it's important to wash your hands, otherwise the germs will spread and you won't be safe from the germs. And I also learned that you shouldn't touch your eyes, your head, because that will just spread the germs even worse.
Anything else?
And also, when you're going on Auckland Transport, you must be careful, because when you cough, you never know, you might just be sharing your germs to everyone else. And also, when you go on Auckland Transports, public transports and whatever, it's important to wear a face mask.
Very good. So you have to try and educate your younger siblings, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the little tiny baby in his hand. He's got the little tiny baby in his hand. He's got the little tiny baby in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand.
Like minds. What you do makes the difference. If we can inform and educate church leaders, then we can instill that understanding in the rest of the community and pass it down to other generations. For those who want to support someone experiencing mental illness, Imore advises having people around you who will listen and support you. My family have been the rock of my recovery. They remind me that, hey, you are still loved. You are still part of our family, he says. So just be there through all the ups and downs. Don't take things personally. Look past the things that have occurred and know that recovery is always possible. Just stay with them. What you do matters. Kiwi pride themselves on a sense of fair play, yet a recent Like Minds survey on discrimination showed that over 80% respondents had faced some form of discrimination as a result of disclosing their experience of a mental illness. This is a worrying reflection of the level of unfair treatment still faced by people with experience of a mental illness today. For people with experience of a mental illness, fairness is as important as therapies and treatment. Attitudes within the wider public have improved, but unfair treatment still exists. Fair treatment allows every person to be the best they can be. Every individual, family, employer, and organization can contribute to a fairer society that better includes and values people with experience of mental illness. What can you do to make the difference? If someone you know has experience of mental illness, these are some of the things you can do to support them. Carry on as normal. Just be the family member, friend, or colleague you've always been and stay in touch. offer practical support, help and understanding. Educate yourself about mental health and well-being. Use positive and encouraging language when talking about mental illness. Value and respect the person's decisions about his or her mental well-being. Talk about the future. Make plans to do things together. And speak up if your family member, friend, or anyone you see is being treated unfairly. Live so that when your children think of fairness and integrity, they think of you. And this is H. Jackson Brown, Jr. author. And for more information about mental health and mental illness, contact the Mental Health Foundation Resources and Information Center in Auckland, telephone 09-300-7030, 09-300-7030. Strengthening our response. Key facts. Mental health is more than the absence of mental disorders. Mental health is an integral part of health. Indeed, there is no health without mental health. That is so true. There is no health without mental health. Mental health is determined by a range of social, economic, biological, and environmental factors. Mental health is an integral and essential component of health. Mental health is a state of well-being in which an individual realizes his or her own abilities, can cope with the normal stresses of life, can work productively, and is able to make a contribution to his or her community. There is a poster here that I would like to share with you, and it's called Desiderata. I'm sure some of you know this well or familiar with it. Yeah, quite like this one, so I'll just share with you for now. Desiderata. Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others. Even the dull and ignorant, they too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God. And whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul with all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams. It is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful and strive to be happy. Ni te ama, te alufalava. Like minds. Lack of knowledge and negative attitudes. The level of knowledge among the public regarding mental health problems is poor and negative. Beliefs and attitudes are widespread. Both are key elements of stigma. One of the most common and damaging misperceptions is that people with schizophrenia are violent and a danger to others. This view has been perpetuated by misleading media reports. Research shows that although schizophrenia is associated with violent behavior, this accounts for less than 10% of violent crime in society. A person with schizophrenia is far more likely to be the victim of violence than to be violent to another person. They are also more likely to be the victim of violence than a person in the general population. If a person with schizophrenia becomes aggressive, this is often related to the use of excessive alcohol or street drugs, which is similar to the situation seen with people who do not suffer from schizophrenia but become aggressive. As Imo's story that we were listening to and shared, and what he is saying, for those who want to support someone experiencing mental illness, almost advises having people around you who will listen and support you. And he was saying that his family have been the rock of his recovery. So it's important that we support people to recovery. They will recover. And they reminded Imoa that you are still loved. You are still part of our family. And so this is a good message that I would like to leave with all our beautiful listeners. For those of you who may be struggling or suffering mental health issues, remember that families are there to support you through recovery, and also know that you are still loved. So just be there through all the ups and downs. Don't take things personally. Look past the things that have occurred and know that recovery is always possible. Just stay with them. Be there and stay involved. What you do makes the difference. And Kiwi pride themselves on a sense of a fair play. Yet, a recent Like Minds survey on discrimination showed that over 80% response that faced some form of discrimination as a result of disclosing their experience of a mental illness. Remember, love is the key. It's always the golden rule is love your neighbor as thyself. We have come to the end of our program today, and so we will leave you with a message from Imoa, knowing that for those who want to support someone with experience of mental illness, Imoa advises having people around you who will listen and support you. And remember that your family is the rock of your recovery, and reminding us that you are still loved and you are still part of us, our families and our community. And so God bless you all, and we will hear you again this time next week. Have a lovely afternoon, and God bless you all.